This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是佳莹。
And hello, it's me, Neil.
Neil, 你穿着一身睡袍就来上班了。You look ready to go to bed, no cap.
Thanks, Jiaying. I'm trying to look really relaxed today, so I put a dressing gown over my suit. And of course I'm not wearing a cap. It would look strange with a dressing gown. Why would you say that?
你没理解我的意思 Neil. 我说 no cap 是想强调刚刚我说的话都是真的，没有撒谎。
Ah, so you think I look relaxed then in my dressing gown?
Well, I actually said you look like you're heading to bed, but you do look very relaxed. I'm not sure it's the best thing to wear at work. No cap.
Oh dear, perhaps I should take it off and just stick to the suit. I think I might look a bit too relaxed.
Good idea. You can do that while we listen to these examples. No cap, they're amazing.
That new song is the best thing I've ever heard. No cap.No cap. You're the funniest person I know. You always make me laugh. I don't like those mushrooms. No cap. They taste awful.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。上面我们介绍了口语表达 no cap 的意思和用法。我们用流行表达 no cap 强调我没跟你撒谎，说真的。
Yes, we can also say capping to mean lying. By the way, did I tell you that I won the lottery?
Stop capping, Neil. You didn't win the lottery.
I'm not capping. I won the lottery. No cap.
这样啊，如果你真的中了彩票，那你为什么还在工作呢？ Wouldn't you rather be on holiday?
Well, first off, I love my job. No cap. I'd do it even if I won the lottery. And secondly, I didn't say I'd won £1 million.
True.How much did you win?
£2. I used it to buy that dressing gown from a charity shop. No cap.
Well, congratulations on your big win. Bye, Neil.
Goodbye.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.